A Connecticut man who donated the most money ever to a Cambridge biomedical research center has died. Ted Stanley was 85 years old. He died on Sunday in New Canaan, Connecticut. Over his lifetime, Ted Stanley gave $825 million to the Broad Center. He earmarked it for psychiatric research. He was driven by his son's bipolar disorder, a condition that had his son on lithium.
There was something out there that our son could take, and it made the problem go away. And I'd like to see that happen for a lot of other people. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Stanley made his wealth by heading the collectibles company MBI. His $650 million donation to the Broad Institute in 2014 was one of the largest private gifts ever for scientific research. Steve Hyman is director of the Stanley Center for Psychiatric Research at the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard. Welcome, Steve.
Delighted to be with you.
So you knew Ted Stanley, and I wonder what you're thinking about him and his gift after his passing.
Ted was really a remarkable man in some ways, you know, the ideal philanthropist, because above all, he wanted and communicated his desire to see new therapies for people with mental illness. And just as in your beginning, he was aware that his son Jonathan was fortunate that he responded to lithium. But he recognized, in fact, he met, he said, so many families when Jonathan was first ill who didn't have that kind of luck. And above all, he wanted to see their lot in life changed. He very much wanted to see real progress. And we were fortunate. We're fortunate to be at the Broad Institute and in Boston, where there's this amazing critical mass of investigators. And Ted's view, after decades of making smaller grants to many, many people, driven by a really excellent scientific advisory board, was that it didn't add up in the way he had hoped. It didn't really move the dial. And he was looking for a large and concerted effort that could really make progress toward new treatments.
Let's talk about that effort in a second. But first, as we talk about Ted Stanley and what motivated him to make these amazing donations to the Broad Institute, was his son. His son was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And in fact, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch spoke to the son, Jonathan Stanley, in 2014. And here's how he described that moment.
We'll call it the epiphany from my dad's standpoint, at least. I went 3 days straight running through the streets of New York, no food, no water, no money, running from secret agents. And not surprisingly, after I stripped naked in a deli, ended up in a psychiatric facility. My dad came to visit and got to see his beloved son in a straitjacket.
Once again, that's Ted Stanley's son, Jonathan, and one of the hallmarks, I think, of a disease such as bipolar is that people like Jonathan can talk so straightforwardly about something that was so strange and surreal even to them.
No, it's absolutely true. You know, Jonathan's quite amazing. Yesterday, when I called him to express my sympathies, I said what you might expect. I said, you know, in our view, your father really changed the world. And he said to me, he said, no, he didn't. He changed psychiatric research. It's your job to change the world. And I think the kind of person Jonathan is and the kind of person Ted Stanley was is somebody who is highly motivating. You know, he gave this amazing, this astonishing philanthropy. He gave it at a time when the science is really burgeoning and gives us opportunity, but he gave it in a way where he's not micromanaging, but rather he set very high expectations.
I want to ask you about that kind of philanthropy, but what did Ted himself tell you about Jonathan and his reason for giving the donation?
Well, I think Jonathan said it, and I think that in your recorded comments, Ted really said it. He was incredibly moved. He said he really didn't want to see other families going through what he and his late wife Veda had gone through. And despite his remarkable success in life, Ted had great humility, very much you want to experience him as somebody who felt himself to be just a regular person, and he had enormous empathy for the families of people with still untreatable mental illness.
And what are you talking about besides, and what was he talking about aside from bipolar disorder?
So his main interests were in schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. So each of these illnesses affect about 1 in 100 people worldwide. We have treatments. We have antipsychotic drugs that treat schizophrenia and some symptoms of bipolar disorder. We have lithium. We have some other things. But most people are only partially treated, and with schizophrenia, and he saw initially, you know, he didn't know whether his son's diagnosis would be bipolar or schizophrenia. Jonathan was experiencing delusions, as he described, that he was being chased by secret agents. Ted realized that that for many, many people, their life might have taken them to college and to all kinds of accomplishments, but now with the onset of this mental illness, their life was going to be very much downhill. Their families were going to suffer. Society was not going to pay enough attention to them, and that we just really lack the kind of treatments that would turn around this very bleak picture.
Well, for Jonathan Stanley, lithium is working, but it does not always work for people who have bipolar disorder. So are there other treatments, alternatives, that are now being researched with this funding from Ted Stanley? What is being done with it?
Yeah, so the unfortunate truth about psychiatric disorders is that the science is still in a very early stage. You know, unlike cancer, which is a very hard problem, an important problem, but where a surgeon does a biopsy and hands the investigator the very cells of the disease, you know, we can't do that with human brains. I mean, it's just ethically and pragmatically unthinkable. So we're really looking at human brains indirectly. What's happened is there's been this amazing technological revolution in the ability to study human genomes, and the Broad Institute is, I think, the best place in the world to do this. And basically, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, autism, many other mental illnesses are highly influenced by genes. Now, this doesn't mean genes are fate, but they have a lot to say about these illnesses. And when genes are involved in an illness, what that means is that, you know, there's a different spelling of genes, and in some people that's a low risk spelling, and in other people, the way that gene, that DNA is spelt out, creates risk of illness. And each of those genes is a clue to what's going wrong in our genomes, in our cells, in our circuits. And so the first stage of this research, although we're doing many, many things, but the first stage, the first major focus is on discovering the genetic risk factors for schizophrenia, for bipolar disorder, also for autism and other related disorders. We're doing this as part of a global consortium. Many people are involved, but at the Broad Institute, we have the ability to do much of the genetic analysis for the rest of the world. And the genetics is beginning to yield clues as to what's going wrong in people's brains. And that information is being put to work to make disease models and to think, very importantly, about new therapeutics. It's early, but very excitingly, what seemed unthinkable even 5 years ago is now possible, and it's working.
Steve Hyman, let's go out on another family note from the Stanley family. Jonathan, again, Jonathan Stanley, this is part of WBUR's Kritnikish story back in 2014.
In a lot of rich families, a good chunk of this huge amount of money that's going to Broad would have ended up in my bank account. All I can say is my family got it right.
Once again, that is Jonathan Stanley, whose father, Ted Stanley, died over the weekend. Dr. Steve Hyman is our guest. He's director of the Stanley Center for Psychiatric Research at the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard. Also, he's a former director of the U.S. National Institute of Mental Health. Dr. Hyman, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about this remarkable family.
Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Lisa Mullins. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.